Hey-ho, SpaghettiOs, we're back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dude, I was trying to work up your dad type of level burp, so I'd be like, oh.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
It didn't happen.
You're not old enough.
Actually, the other day I did have a good one, but that was the Mountain Dew talking.
Ooh, I haven't had Mountain Dew in years.
It's a minor addiction of mine.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody, life in the fast lane, how we all doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm tired.
It's been a hell of an evening. Afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah, I have been on a roller coaster.
Evening's coming up.
It's a good thing I'm in control of my emotions.
Yeah, you and me both.
Whew. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, so, as soon as you texted, you were like, I'm going to be a minute. I was like, okay, well, I'll pull the card out and I'll start editing. So I started editing. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to be a little bit longer. I'm like, okay, well, that gives me some time to figure some extra things out. Because when you're powder coating, you don't really have time to sneak back here and do anything on the podcasting side. And I'm like, I'm slightly disconnected. So let me get back connected again. And, figuring some cool stuff out and found out that Podbean has a way to promote the podcast a little bit so that we're hopefully getting some more ears, help some more people out, and have some fun with it.
That's
so
good.
That was some of it. Had a couple of other things. Oh, I figured out how to hyperlink. So instead of having a damn link on the Facebook posts, I played with that.
That's good. You know what else we need? You just reminded me. We need to add the hyperlink to the podcast to the signature on all the emails.
Yes.
That's a need. Send that over to me when you're ready.
Okay. That's easy. Yeah. Easy peasy.
Figuring out as we go.
Yep.
So
practice makes perfect.
It does. You and I both, we were both on the very much the same page here. I said, look, I don't want to know what the subject is about. Surprise me. And you go, that's exactly what I was planning on doing.
I actually was. Yeah. I was like, I have it. He hasn't responded. So guess what? We're going to do this.
That's right. I can do shit on the fly.
We haven't had a fly in here in a while, now that I'm thinking about
it. I know. Yeah, the fruit flies are gone.
That was total ADHD moment, but ta-da.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
So, topic of this podcast, mission statement.
Oh, mission statement. Okay.
Mission statement and core values of the company.
Mm.
So, I want to go through what our mission statement and core values are here, because I don't know if I've actually heard you have the mission statement, but I know our core values because they're on the banner. So... let's hear yours, and then what is the importance of these things, and how does it connect and create the culture of a company?
So I'm going to first, I'm going to give you the story of how I used to be, and then I'll give you what I am now today.
Okay.
So I used to be completely against mission statements. Completely.
It was like, they're gay.
No, I looked at it, and I was like, if you don't know what the purpose of the company is from the get-go, and you can't understand it just by the basics of a company, and any really company should be very close to one another, you don't belong in that company.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what that is, it's very short-sighted, non-team member, non-future-looking attitude.
Yeah.
Is what I had. It was just like, I suffer from something, I don't even know how to name for it, but I suffer from the fact that I think everyone thinks and acts and does things like I do.
Or at least should.
Or at least should, and they don't. They just don't. And whether it's, they don't try hard enough, or they're too young, or they're too old, or whatever. We're all a bit different. We're all wired just a wee bit different.
Just a smidge.
And so, when I switched companies from my old company to this new company, I sold the other one just for everybody listening. I didn't just dissolve it. I actually got millions of dollars for it. So, suck it. Most landscape companies don't do that.
Could you imagine that? Just vanish.
That's what most landscape companies do. They get either like absorbed by another company, and there's really not a whole lot of assets. I mean, a bunch of used landscaping equipment ain't worth a whole lot. Any dingbat can go buy equipment. Like, that's not special. What's special is the data collection and how it's organized, and the execution of all the services is the secret sauce. It's a recipe. It's literally all it is a recipe you're selling somebody.
I like Shaker Shop. Oh, I need to go to K&G Auto.
Fuck them. They screwed me. I don't like them at all.
Never mind.
I got a really good guy if you need a good guy. So when it came to a mission statement, it took me a very, very long time to put this together. And what it is it's – I learned this from Tommy Bahama. So Tommy Bahama doesn't sell clothing or attire or merch or trinkets or whatever else you want to call it. They sell a lifestyle. And – They sell a feeling. So the mission statement with us is not necessarily a mission statement. It's more of a, I paint you a picture of how we attack each and every single day. So the easiest way I can tell you is this. Customer, satisfaction first. First and foremost, it has to, in order to survive, sales cures all, right?
Yeah.
So the customer comes first. Second to that is the people of the company. The reason I have it in that order, yes, I can treat my employees the greatest of all time. And here's my experience with that. I have given bonuses. I have sent people on vacations. I have done all kinds of stuff. If they don't want to be there, they'll take the vacation, they'll take the bonus, and then they'll vanish right after.
Yeah.
That I have gone through this over and over and over again. Unfortunately, from what I can tell, through my 25 years of being in business, employees typically, and I'm using the word employees because there's a difference between an employee and a teammate or a team member. An employee has a shelf life. They will come in, they'll work for X amount of time, they'll get tired, but it's typically self-induced pain. I just had a meeting with somebody about this today. And instead of finding a better way, they find excuses. And so that employee will then go away. Now, with a teammate, with a team member, you'll know they're there because they'll almost out-rah-rah-rah you because they believe it more, right? Everything is a belief.
Yeah.
So my mission statement is basically, if the customer's happy, more likely we're happy. And if we're happy, then things then ultimately snowball into a better place. So we try to take the approach of Chick-fil-A, Zappos, Amazon, and Tesla. That's the kind of the conglomerate. So I understand people go ebb and flow through emotions, whether it's personal or at work or whatnot, or just the world.
Everything's cyclical.
It is. And what I try to do is I try to create an environment, and I hate when people are like, an inclusive environment. No, it's not an inclusive environment. It's a winning environment. A winning environment means we're all pushing in the same direction. I'm not going to build a company that's inclusive because then everyone's just kind of scattered running around. No, we have to stay organized, structured. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And we need to all be on the same page. Whether it hurts a feeling or two every once in a while, that's going to happen. It's like stepping on toes. You ever been in a restaurant and somebody steps on your toes, like the waiter walks up and steps on your toes? The shit happens. Really, in reality, the waiters or waitress stepping on your toe is your fault.
Yeah.
You knew they were coming.
You're in the way.
You're in the way. You knew they were coming. Pull your feet in. That's your fault.
So, I always feel bad when, like, you're going to the bathroom and the kitchen's, like, right there, and you mm-hmm. go, like, hit the corner, and they're right there, and you're like, oh, God.
Do you not yell corner?
Not at a restaurant. I don't normally.
I absolutely will, because I'm in their world.
Yeah, well, I just don't think about, like, that's not something that comes to forefront of a mind to be like, oh, yeah, corner. Like,
you should.
It's just like, oh, yeah, I have to pee.
Yeah, I understand that, but you should. You should. That, see, to me, that's kind of like when you're on a bike path and you're riding a bike. When you pass somebody, you're supposed to say, on your left.
Oh, I do that.
Right, but that should be the same thing as when you get on the forklift and you come around a corner of the shop, do you honk?
Yeah.
You should, right? Do you change lanes? Do you turn on blinker? So why wouldn't you walk around a corner when you know damn well there's a kitchen there? Why wouldn't you just say, corner? What's it going to cost you?
I know, it's just not something that I think about.
It will be from now on, won't it?
Maybe.
You should. You should. You should. Why shouldn't you?
Although I do pick up trash now, like when it's outside, I'm just like, eh.
Why do you do that now?
I don't know. It's partially you, partially my dad. My dad gets at it. Like, the only, like, if I see it, I grab it. But if I don't see it, it's not like something's like, oh, yeah, let me go get it. Like,
well, yeah, if you don't see it, you don't see it.
Exactly. But like,
if you see it, you grab it.
But yeah, and like, we get crap all the time from my dad because he's like, why don't you pick up out in front of the house? And I was like, because it's not something I look at. I come in from the side and I park on the side, so I don't look at the front of the house.
You will, as you grow older, you'll develop that wherewithal.
Yeah.
So as I've aged, you pay more attention. Like, even when I sleep, I pay more attention now when I sleep than I ever did before.
Yeah.
Because as young, I'm gonna call it young men, our dads are really there to protect us, right? And as Mei Lin grows, and now your second one's coming with Ren, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when Ren grows up and Mei Lin grows up, you know, as the man of the house, it's your job to check things out and watch for, hey, Wiggles is back in studio. Hi, you going for a potty? He gone. He got to go.
Not only is he a camera whore, but he's a microphone.
Yeah, he's a microphone whore. But as a father, you're in a husband, you're going to learn to start walking around the vehicle when you get in? Or like when you walk in, do you check the back seat of your car?
Normally, yeah.
Why?
It just habit.
Because you know something could get you.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just real quick do a real quick clear, right? Like a police clear house. Like I literally, when I walk in my house, I just check around. It's going to fucking hurt. It's not going to hurt anything, right?
No.
Or like when I come in the building, I typically will walk through the building and check in with every single one of you. I come over, hey, Kyle, what's up? Morning. This morning I didn't because I was very pissed off with one of our people. And I was like, I'm going to make this known and I'll make a point. And then I sat around and waited to see if, because they screwed up, I want to see if they'd make it right. And they didn't. And that is I hit them right between the eyes with that. And I said, well, why not? And I can tell you why not. Because you don't care. You don't give a shit. You're in a 9-to-5 employee mentality and you're missing the big picture. You're in a very selfish state, right? So when it comes to mission statements, don't be selfish. Customer comes first, we come second, and so on and so forth. Right.
Yeah.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. Make sure that you're putting your best foot forward, and we all have to check in with one another to make sure we're all moving in the right direction. Now, if you're in a 500 employee environment, you can't do that face to face, but you can do it with emails.
Yeah.
You send
or
it out.
You at least touch as many as you can. Like, that's the one thing my mom does with her company. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. I think it's like Mid-Atlantic Waste Systems or mm-hmm. something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, something like that.
She works with them, and she's almost strictly remote. But whenever she gets on to the portal, she always checks in with the people that are accessing the portal currently mm-hmm. just to see how their day is going and kind of starts it with that.
Yeah.
And then they have like weekly meetings and she's always trying to like, you know, chat in and chime in on there, which I think is pretty cool. But a lot of it's coming from because of our podcast because she listens to it. She was like, oh, I really like that. I'm going to start implementing that.
Yeah. So, you know, lead, right? But you have to lead with kindness. And a lot of times when the negative situation or negative person comes into play, you have to kill them with kindness. You really do.
I'm really good with that.
You can't beat somebody if they're not willing to quit and get all emotional. What do you mean, shush? The dog's back.
Craig, are you happy today?
I'm happy every day.
You're tired.
Look at him.
He's tired.
You can see he needs some sleep.
I know. He got a little sleepy face and that little waddle with his knees.
That's just my dog.
I was not trying to point that out, but he did. Like
yeah, Wiggles. Wiggles is back in studio.
What do you say, fly? Nick, get it.
Yeah, right. No, there's no fruit flies now. Thank God. The mission statement for me does not need to be long.
I agree.
It needs to be. Honestly, if you study very successful people, everything they do is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very short. Lead. Kill them with kindness. No excuses. Customer has to come first because without the customer and the sales, there are no employees.
That and typically service. I say service-based businesses is if you put more towards your employees, the employees tend to want to work more for the client.
Mm-hmm.
So within the company structure, I believe it's put more towards your employees, which will then build a better product, build a better service, whatever. And then it goes out to the clients.
I get that.
But it
without
is,
the clients, there's no employees.
And that, but that's what I was getting to is the end goal is the client's happiness. So mm-hmm. make that first and work backwards.
Because every company typically starts with one person and one client.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of employees. So first you have to get a bunch of clients, then you get a bunch of employees, and then it grows from there.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I've always gone to the customer has to be, you have to be able to put the customer in an undeniable state of satisfaction.
Yeah.
And that comes through answering the phone. That comes through with having the answers, or maybe you don't have the answers and you let them know, I don't have the answer, but I'm going to get it for you.
Yeah.
That goes back to the Zappos book and story of like, I'll give you, anybody that hasn't read the story on Zappos, I'll give you a real quick example. Somebody calls Zappos up and says, hey, I want to order a pizza because they called the wrong number on accident. And Zappos goes, this isn't a pizza place, but where do you live? I'll help you get the pizza ordered. And they go, well, I live in, you know, blah, 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 Sacramento, whatever. Right. The Zappos person says, okay, stay on hold real quick. What kind of pizza did you want, by the way? Oh, I want a pepperoni pineapple. Okay. Who'd you want it from? Domino's? Okay. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Domino's. My customer so-and-so wants a pizza. Can you get it delivered for him? Yeah, sure. No problem. Here's their address. Boom. And they come back on the other line. Hey, sir, ma'am, whatever. Your pizza's ordered. It'll be there in 20 minutes, I said. And the person's like, but you're Zappos. Why would you do that? Because we go so far above and beyond. It's, again, it goes back to customer satisfaction.
Yeah.
that's the Zappos way.
But then it's also ingrained into the employees of, like, it's part of their person now. Versus,
it has to be.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is, like, you have to have it be a part of their person. Like, before I wanted to actually come work here, it was a part of my person. It's like, I want to go, you know, see what's going on at Mulchmaid. I want to help them out. I want to try pushing the boat, even though I'm not in on the boat, mm-hmm. you know?
And that comes from the culture that we built. And the products that come out the door make a difference.
Yeah.
Make a difference in what you do, and everything will funnel back to you. It always does. I mean, it's so easy to fall into a rut of, you know, I get up every day, I shower, I shit, I shave, I drink my coffee, I go in, I sit at my desk, I go through emails. Well, that's, any Yahoo can do that.
Yeah.
Right? It's what happens when you're like, okay, I'm going to knock this shit out right now, and then I'm going to go make a difference. I know what I can do to move the needle. Or, hey, this system isn't implemented yet. I'm not just going to sit here and complain about it. I'm going to actually go get it done. And that's something I'm fighting here with some of our people, is that they complain, but then they don't offer up a solution, or they should have already implemented the solution. Why am I implementing every single solution? I can't. Every time we grow, we find new problems. So why is it that you, let's say the team member of Dawson Manufacturing, why is it that you find a problem and then you just pawn it off on me? You need to then go to the other person that's involved and say, hey, can you help me order this on him? Like, you would go to Sam and say, hey, can you order this, I don't know, disposable glove holder, right, for powder, something. I want a magnetized glove box holder for this one area. Does that sound good to you? This is my reasoning why. This is what's going to make my life better. It's going to be, I'm going to be able to be more productive, blah, blah, blah. Basically sell it to then Sam. Sam goes, sure, no problem. Send me the link of what you're thinking. You send him the link. He gets it fucking ordered. It's here the next day. That's how that should go.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even know about it. Really, truly, the team has to be able to build it. I can't build every single solitary system. You need to have teammates that help build that system.
Yeah, that's one thing I've been trying to get better with Jamie, is trying to make sure I have an accurate count of how many plugs I have, how many now granted, the plugs you don't really have to go through, but since we're getting larger batches, mm-hmm. and we're getting to a point where it's like, oh, wow, I have to split the batch in two because I have so many parts. Mm-hmm. So I just told him the other day, I was like, hey, I'm going to need more plugs because these batches are getting larger. Also, if we're doing these little tape plug circle things that we have, where we just throw some tape on the part, mm-hmm. instead of putting a plug in it, because the plugs seem to have this weird, like, mm-hmm. I guess, like, little flange of crap mm-hmm. that just sticks on the top. So we put the tape over it, and it just gives a nice finish. But we've been having clear communication of, hey, I am very close to being out. I know when's the next run coming in. Cool. Can we get this ordered in, you know, 3-4 weeks? Mm-hmm. Whatever it may be. That way we're not ordering it right now, you know, but it's at least on the list of, hey, it needs to be in by X date. Can we make that happen?
And doesn't that make you feel better?
It does. And it makes it a little easier, because then you're going, okay, well, I have these parts that I know I need to go through. This is how I need to accomplish it. This is how we're going to go.
And when it all works, you're not nearly as frustrated because you actually paid attention.
Yeah, and it's actually really nice, because we did the end caps for all the tarp tubes, or as many as Gavin could get welded up. But he's doing all the tarp tubes right now. So once that goes through and we're into another batch of the tarp tube end caps, all we have to do is pull some tape off, throw them onto the holes, and then put them all together, versus sitting there and cutting everything out and trying to make sure it all matches here and there.
Each day, get 1% better. Mm-hmm. And that is on you. What's on me is I have to give you the room, and the team the room, to do it.
Yeah.
Like I say all the time, take the first 15 minutes a day and do something a little better. Think of something that could make your area better, improve it somehow.
Like, so I try to clean the booth at least once a week, even if I'm not changing colors.
Mm-hmm.
Every week I clean the booth out.
Well, it's because you're not letting it build up to this grand, dirty disaster, and then you're like, God, I'm going to spend 8 hours cleaning it. Well, you hit it an hour here and an hour there. Yeah, you might have spent 2 hours, 3 hours on it total, but it wasn't eight.
Yeah.
And it didn't make you as frustrated at the end of the day. Just take care of your – it's like, imagine how nasty and grimy you'd get if you only showered once a month.
Ew.
You'd be foul.
Or brushed your teeth once a month.
Right. Like, just
– I know that just made Lyle cringe. Ugh. He can't – he's got to brush his teeth like every – you know, 3 hours.
Oh, I'm with him. Love you, Lyle, on that one. I can't stand bad oral health because it's so easy. I will literally watch people all the time try to keep their lips closed because their oral health is so terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I have family members like this. And it's like, you don't smile because your teeth are rotting out of your face because you're not responsible enough to, A, not chew, B, brush, floss, mouthwash, water pick, tongue scrape, what am I else? Whitening your teeth. I do all those things.
Yeah.
It ain't that hard. It's when people, here's what means the most. Doing things the right way when no one's looking.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you know you're doing the right thing. I have always tried, and I notice I use the word tried, to pretend like this. I've got, say I'm working on my race car. I had a crew chief before. His name was Seth. Really nice guy. Love him to death. He is huge in NASCAR. And if I was working on the race car without him, instead of trying to cut a corner or, you know, not lighten a part or not think something through, I would pretend that Seth was standing on my shoulder looking down going, nah, don't do that.
It was like the good devil, bad devil. It was like,
yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Or like when I was younger, it was my dad all the time. It was like, hey, don't go partying. You'll lose the race car. Don't do that. Like when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I've always tried to live by that. Or if it was doing something dumb and it was like literally pretending God was standing on my shoulder, I always try to live that way, and sometimes you forget, and that's not an excuse, but I've done the best I can to hold myself accountable to my family, to myself, most importantly, but then to my business and anything that touches it, whether it's you guys or a vendor or a customer. I try never to give an excuse. Hey, I may not have an answer right now, but I'm going to kill myself trying to get you one, and I will... It's today. You said, hey, let's do a podcast after lunch, and then I got wrapped up, but I didn't leave you hanging.
Yeah.
I texted you and said, hey, dude, I'm getting killed over here. Sorry, but I've got to get this handled. And I did it, what, twice?
Yeah, because you did it once with Jamie, so I started editing because I was sitting here. I think it was like 5 minutes in, which was not bad. I was like, okay, cool, I'll get started on that.
Right.
So I started editing, and then after that, I think it was like an hour later, you're like, hey, got to solve this real quick. I was like, okay. So I finished up what I was doing there, went out, and I was trying to fix my rack, or the one rack for powder coating, but we don't have the high heat grease for it. So,
right.
And then by that time, it was like, okay, we're all starting to wrap things up, and then it just kind of became a kerfuffle, and then I just kind of wrapped some of the parts together so they didn't fall off a pallet.
Smart. I mean, and that's, you know, paying attention. Just freaking pay attention. I just got done having a meeting with some guys, and I'm like, you're literally – every pain point that you're complaining about – is coming from the fact that you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to get you to take some accountability, make the decision that nothing's going to stop you and you're going to do the right thing from here out? Every single problem is stemming from them. And in your life, like all the pain that you felt before financially, completely your fault.
Oh, 100%.
It's me too. Like I've done it. I've put myself in bad positions, but that's how you learn. But I also would say, don't put yourself in a position where you have to learn. Think about it before you do it. Like,
yeah.
Think more than 2 inches in front of your face. I was saying it last night. I'm like, everybody's staring at, you know, 2 inches in front of the nose. I'm like, dude, you've got to look to next week, next year, next month. Like, how is this conversation with your wife going to, you know, feel a month from now?
Yeah. Open your eyes more.
Maybe sometimes I said it today. I said it to the meeting that I had with the individual today after lunch. I said, the truth hurts. If it's wrong, like you're doing something wrong, the truth will hurt horrifically. If you're not doing anything wrong, it won't hurt at all.
Yeah.
It won't hurt not even a little bit. So I'm not sure how all that tangent goes together with the mission statement, but how about you and your Scarlet Oak?
No, I agree. It kind of wraps things into a whole is that you have to – yeah, you do start off as kind of typically by yourself, so you don't really have the teammate employee type ordeal, but it's a matter of creating the best possible value with the best result without leaving any gaps, you know, and that's, I'm still kind of working on mine and trying to figure that out, but I want to be able to give value to the client. It's not, oh yeah, we're gonna give you the best landscape. That's the best value. Mm-hmm. You know, if I don't know something, I want to figure it out and get it to you. That way you know, we can give you the best result. And if I can't do something, I'll say, hey, look, we have partnerships with XYZ company. They're able to do the hardscaping,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's not something I want to put my time, effort, and energy into, because it's going to take me 3 weekends to be able to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't going to have that kind of patience.
They're not.
You know, so it's something that has to ever evolve, but it's also something is keep it key to, like you said, very simple, is the clients, your employees, yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I know that goes very much against what a lot of people talk about online, where they're like, oh, put your people first.
Yeah.
That's kind of a chicken or the egg conversation.
But it also goes back to your data and, you know, are you becoming, because you're in business to, you know, make a profit. You're not in business to sit there and lose money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's one thing that has to be considered up front too, is if you're creating the value, the money will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a part of business. That's, you know, like everybody tries to preach nowadays is, you know, create the value and the money will follow.
Absolutely. And people spend their money where they're comfortable. That's why relationships are huge.
Yes.
And relationships will bleed off into other good relationships. Like right now, I'm looking at a 6-machine order that I think I'm watching the emails go back and forth, and it's close. And all that stemmed from the fact that I spent 2 years with one individual helping him grow, learn. I listened to him as well and listened to all the information he had, because there's areas that he's far stronger than I am.
Yeah.
And he offered up a lot of data. And then the other day we were talking, I was just like, man, how do I find more people like you? The cover of LM Magazine. It was of Landscape Management Magazine. That's the same damn thing. I've been dealing with that guy for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Never asked him, never pushed hard until the podcast. I was like, man, how the heck did we get on your cover? And he goes, well, I don't know about that. Remember when he said that?
Yeah.
And, you know, a few weeks later.
Yeah, it was like 3-4 weeks later. It was not long at all.
It wasn't long later. And then he just goes, Nick, it's time. And I'm like, oh, shit, cool. So understand that.
He's probably been sitting on it for a little bit.
Hey, whatever floats his boat. I am just, be appreciative for what you're given, because it is unbelievable the life that we all live in this country, in America at least. We are blessed beyond belief.
Yes.
Truly. There is a lot of other situations that are far worse. Now, I'm sure there's people that are out, you know, other countries that are doing great, and I'm not putting down any other country. I'm just saying, count your blessings, because somebody's laying on their deathbed right now, it would kill to be in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that for a fact. I'm living that right now, where I have a friend that is potentially looking at the final days of his life, and I am destroyed over it. I am so distraught. And look, listen to me. It ain't about me. It's about him. And
yeah.
All I want to do is try to help him enjoy the last, you know, I don't know. I'm guessing they said 6 months. You know, that's terrible.
It's kind of what my uncle went through.
That sucks. It really sucks. And so you really got to check yourself and just go, look, it ain't that bad. Tomorrow's another day. You can get up to fight, or you get the chance to breathe again. Like right now, I'm fighting a head cold that is kicking my ass. But I'm at work. I am performing at the absolute top of what I can today. And hopefully tomorrow I feel better and I'll be able to do a little bit better.
Yeah. So
it's that mentality of, You can't stop a winner when he's not willing to quit.
Yeah, don't let the external forces win. You need to win.
Right, and some of them will kick your ass. Don't get me wrong, but don't shoot yourself in the foot by getting all pissy about it. Don't do that. I mean, that's craziness. I can tell you one thing that's always, always, always helped me, and that's simply sheerly having a positive attitude towards as much as I could. And I'll give you, for instance, there are people out in this world, and I'm not saying I am or am not one of them, but believe in, like, the government is controlling the weather, and they're, you know, there's chemtrails in the sky, and they're creating clouds. I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying they're wrong.
You have your opinion. You stick to your opinion.
Here's my point. I ain't stopping it.
Nope.
I can't stop waves from crashing on a beach.
Can you jump up in the sky and grab all the trails?
Yeah, that's just something I can't control. So why would I worry about it? Like, if I'm not happy in the environment I'm in, then I'll move. Like, it's that simple. And if I don't like, it's just crazy. And, you know, here's another thing. I was talking to George the other day, one of our guys in the back, and it was pouring, pouring down rain. And he goes, isn't that crazy? And I'm like, you know what's really crazy, George, is that that amount of water is hanging in the clouds, in the sky. And you understand a gallon of water weighs like 7 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's coming down, and it's flooding everything. Yet that shit is up in the clouds, and if I jumped in a plane right now, I could fly right through it like it doesn't even exist.
No, not at all. It's not like you're hitting a brick wall.
Right, but yet if I try to fly that plane through the ocean,
it ain't going nowhere.
I'm gonna die. How does that work? How in the world does a cloud hold that much water?
That mad don't mad, does it?
It bends my mind. I know there's scientific, you know, blah, blah, blah to all of it, but I'm telling you right now, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So I can't stop the clouds. I can't stop the rain. But what I can do is understand that when there's a storm brewing, just hunker down for a little bit. It'll pass.
Get through it. Just keep swimming.
That's it. And then if you are looking at a storm where you know you're not going to make it, make the best of it. My buddy that's going through all this stuff, hopefully we'll have him on the podcast tomorrow if we got time. You know, I asked him, I said, man, what are you going to do with your last days? I said, you better do something fun. He goes, well, first thing I'm doing, I'm going down to Key West. I'm like, go, boy. He's like, I'm leaving in 2 days. I'm like, you go, boy.
Nice.
I said, if I had the time, I'd come down there and meet you. And then he said, I want to race again. I want to race one more time. It's a racing buddy. Well, I'm trying really hard to get him on the show, and you may hear me cry. But I said, man, Mickey, whatever you need, I'm there. He goes, well, I need $1,000, and I want to put the Mulchmate Star on the hood of my car. I said, done. done. You got it. It's all yours.
Ain't no question.
So, it you know, everything is in a matter of perspective and how decide you want to look at it, how you decide you want to handle it. That is the biggest thing of all. It's not what happens to you. It's how you handle it. You know, being a parent's hard. I don't care what age your kids are. It can't be easy. My experience level goes up to an 8-year-old daughter. That's where my experience stops.
I cap out there.
That's where I personally cap out. Now, I'm a son, and I do have my perspective on you know, being a son. I can tell you right now, I'm watching my father go through all kinds of changes and adjustments in how he handles things. It's quite interesting to watch him grow at 62. And I scream at him all the time. I'm like, look, spend every dollar you've ever saved. I don't want it. Don't plan on giving it to me or the grandkids. Enjoy your life. I've got the rest of this under control. I don't need it. Literally, I'm going to be left with nothing. I've never had an aunt or uncle die and left me with anything. My grandmother died and she left us with bills. Like I'm a self-made person, and everything you hear and see out of me has been, you know, earned through school hard knocks. Now, I will say this. My father, not my mother, but my father, has given me some help here and there, like lent me a car for a month or two, or gave me a few dollars. Like my dad gave me like $8 to start my landscape company with the with fuel.
Yeah.
And said, here's the push mower, the family push mower, go push grass. Or the first trailer I ever had, it was like $800, and he bought it and let me pay him back. It's not been a lot. It's been minimal. But then he tells me, he literally, we were driving home the other day, and he goes, hey, thank you for being this, you know, crazy person that you are, because I make more money now than I've ever made. And I'm like, good. I'm cool.
That's kind of the plan.
That's the whole point of all this, was that we all would make more money than we've ever have. And I want to say, I bet you every person other than George in this building makes more money today than they ever have, I think. Would you agree with that?
Net, yes. Gross, I still have made more with Scarlet Oak, and I'm learning to find a way to balance both.
Well, like Scarlet, but you didn't take home.
Yeah, I did. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like gross, I made a lot more, but net.
But did
I never
that matter?
Actually, no.
Right. That's what I mean. So you're better off. I know Jamie never got paid what he gets paid here. Same with Sam. Same with Justin. Same with Gavin. George had a hell of a career, and he's like,
George had multiple hell of careers.
Yeah, he's had like two or three. I think he's had two or three pensions or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I know what my father made, and he makes more now than he ever has. And to be honest actually with you, I still haven't made the same amount of money as I did in landscaping yet.
Mm-mm-mm.
I haven't paid myself that much yet. So I'm probably the only person, me and George, the only people right now making less than we used to.
Hmm.
But I'll get there. I could pay myself that much right now, but my goal right now is growth, and this is scary. I am very much right now not trying to grow. I'm trying to survive. Like, I don't plan on adding any people. I don't plan on getting a bigger building right now. You know that. What?
I heard noises.
Airplanes.
It sounded like it was back here. So it was I was doing math and it wasn't working.
Math wasn't mathing. But yeah, I'm not planning on getting a bigger building. I don't have any big equipment purchases on the horizon. We have all the trucks. We have all the everything we need. Right now, it's just a matter of taking what we have, perfecting it, making it the best it can be, and making it the best environment I can make it for everybody. And right now, I'm in like survive the storm mode.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
We'll make it.
Oh, I know we will. I'm not like this time last year is probably when I started fixing myself, my anxiety with all that.
Yeah,
because I used to worry. Oh my god, I was a professional worrier.
And takes time.
One day I just decided, I was like, man, I've been down this road so many times, I don't even care.
The subtle art of not giving a fuck while giving a fuck.
Yeah, what was cool the other day is I purposely don't look at the bank account. And Craig came to me the other day and showed me, and I was like,
shit.
Better than I thought. Okay, that works.
I did that the other day too.
keep going. Because if I look at it, I'll get complacent. And I'll be like, how much? I don't know. I can go buy several Lamborghinis and buildings and whatever I want with it, but I don't. The point of it is that money can evaporate very quickly.
Yeah.
This mouth of this company, this monster that I built, is expensive, and it's got to eat. What's wrong?
I keep getting phone calls.
Are you really?
Driving me nuts. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up here, and you'll take care of your phone calls. And it's almost the end of the day, so.
I'm not too worried about it.
Okay.
There are spam calls anyway.
So, guys, thanks for joining us on another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. We hope you really enjoyed this one. I know I did, and it was very exciting to kind of dive deeper into all this and give you at least my perspective. Did you enjoy the perspective?
I did.
Good.
It helped a little bit.
Does it?
I mean, I knew, but yeah. It's nice to have it voiced. It's a timestamp.
Yeah, it is. What's fortunate, unfortunate for you is that it's almost a broken record with you now, because you've been listening to me for so many years talk about this kind of crap, and it works. I mean,
but now I'm able to actually implement it, but show the proof of pudding on my end versus like, oh yeah, I'm just regurgitating what you're saying. I'm not regurgitating it now. I've applied it.
And then once you apply it and see it work, you're like, oh, that works. Of course it works.
Yeah.
Take it from the guy that did it. So, all right, guys, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, MulchMate. Just Google it, or our Instagram, Facebook,
TikTok and X.
TikTok and Twitter. I know it ain't Twitter, but people still call it, I don't get it, whatever, X. And LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And don't forget to go to MulchMateUSA.com to check out all the Dawson Manufacturing products. We've got a bunch of them on there, everything from heated hand grips to the world's greatest bulk material dispenser ever.
And if you want to have some questions answered or want to be part of this beautiful journey that we are on, send us an email at heyfastlane@gmail.com.
All right, y'all. Have an awesome day, and we'll catch you in the next one.
I'm going to go mow some grass.
There you go.
Don't miss me too much.
Mulch Mate.